आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। वेस्ट बंगाल रजिस्टर्स रिकॉर्ड वोटर टर्नआउट ऑफ 92.7% इन फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ असेंबली इलेक्शंस। तमिलनाडु आल्सो रिकॉर्ड्स अनप्रेसिडेंटेड वोटिंग ऑफ ओवर 85%। Election Commission issues fresh post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. India advises its nationals not to travel to Iran by air or land. US President Donald Trump says Israel and Lebanon agree to extend ceasefire by 3 weeks. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 103 runs in Mumbai. And now the news in detail. West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first of assembly polls yesterday. Tamil Nadu also recorded unprecedented poll participation of 85.14% in the single phase polling of assembly elections yesterday. In West Bengal, in the first phase of the two phase assembly elections, 152 constituencies went to polls yesterday. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the voter turnout in the first phase of the West Bengal Assembly polls was the state's highest ever percentage since independence. The Chief Election Commissioner, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed the massive voter turnout in Bengal an overwhelming mandate for change. He said 4th of May, when votes will be counted, would mark the expiry of the TMC's 15-year-old syndicate system and Mahajangal Raj in West Bengal. Nearly 91% of males, over 92% females and nearly 57% of third gender exercise their franchise in West Bengal, while in Tamil Nadu, over 83% of males, nearly 86% of females and over 60% of third gender cast their votes. 4 assembly constituencies recorded a voting percentage of 90% or above, with Karur district registering a total of 92.63% voting. Chennai district registered a 83.74 for the first time in electoral history. More from our correspondent.
All the EVMs have been brought to the respective strong rooms in GPS-fitted vehicles and guarded by high security. The votes will be counted at 62 counting centres in the state on 4th May. The fate of 4,023 contestants in this election is sealed and will be revealed in 10 more days. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Voting for the second phase in the state of West Bengal for the remaining 142 constituencies will be held on the 29th of this month. The counting of votes for both states, including for Kerala, Assam and Union Territory of Puducherry, will be taken up on the 4th of next month. West Bengal's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal said voters cast their votes fearlessly and were happy after exercising their franchise. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after the voting ends. They can be removed only at the designated data collection and receiving centre in the presence of the assistant returning officer. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth-level officer can leave the polling station until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. Meanwhile, a trial run of webcasting for the second phase of polling will begin at 10 a.m. today. The exercise will be conducted in 3 shifts. Meanwhile, campaigning in West Bengal has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Damdam this morning, followed by another rally at Baruipur. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting at Lebukhali Maidan in Hingalganj and Konnagar. Later in the evening, he is scheduled to hold a roadshow at Artpur ESD Gate in Jagdal Assembly constituency. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee will hold campaign in Bhabanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee will hold election meetings and roadshows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Parganas today. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Bhabanipur Assembly constituency of West Bengal.
Bhabanipur Assembly constituency will go to the polls on 29th April under the second phase of Assembly election. The incumbent MLA of this seat is TMC Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Total six candidates are fighting from this seat. The tussle will be interesting to witness as Bharatiya Janata Party's candidate and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari is also fighting in this seat, openly challenging Mamata Banerjee to defeat him. Congress candidate is Pradeep Prasad and left candidate is CPIM Srijiv Biswas. Though it appears that the fight will be two-pronged, LEP and Congress are also confident to put up challenge. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly during a special one-day session today. According to an official notification issued by the Assembly Secretariat, the session will commence at 11 a.m., during which the Chief Minister will move the confidence motion. All ministers and legislators have been asked by their respective parties to remain present in the House for the proceedings. Samrat Chaudhary took an oath as Chief Minister on 15th of April. It is a constitutional obligation of the new government to prove a majority on the floor of the House. In the 243-member Bihar Assembly, the strength of the ruling National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, is 201, following the resignation of Bankipur MLA Nitin Nabin. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will celebrate National Panchayati Raj Day today. The day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. The main event will be held in New Delhi. The ministry said in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. It added that the Prime Minister's message will be disseminated among the elected representatives and functionaries of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare will organize the Northern Region Agriculture Conference in Lucknow today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the event. The ministry said the event will provide a platform connecting agriculture with new ideas, new technologies, and new markets. The conference will also address critical issues such as controlling counterfeit pesticides and fertilizers, preventing black marketing of fertilizers, improving distribution systems and encouraging balanced usage. It is expected to play a crucial role in determining agricultural priorities for North India and will serve as a strong message promoting farmer-centering development. The Enforcement Directorate has conducted searches in connection with a money laundering case linked to the Kotak Mahindra Bank cum Municipal Corporation Panchkula fraud case. The ED said in a statement that searches were carried out at 12 premises on Wednesday, resulting in the seizure of sale purchase agreements and various incriminating documents. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran, whether by air or land. The embassy said airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. It further reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated land-bordered routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks at the White House last night. Trump hosted Israel's ambassador to Washington, Yechiel Leiter, and Lebanese ambassador to U.S., Nada Mohawad, in the Oval Office for a second round of U.S.-facilitated talks. Trump said the meeting between the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors to the United States, the second in the past week, went very well.
Lebanon and Israel. And we had a great meeting with the very high officials of Lebanon and very high officials of Israel. And we think that the president of Lebanon and the prime minister of Israel over the next couple of weeks will be coming here. They've agreed to an additional 3 weeks of, I guess, no firing, ceasefire, no more firing. Let's see. We hope that happens. It's not going to happen between them, but they do have Hezbollah to think about. And we're going to be working with Lebanon to get things straightened out in that country. I really believe it's something we can do pretty easily.
On to sports. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 208 runs for victory, Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings piled up a total of 207 runs for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson contributed dazzling unbeaten 101 runs off 54 balls. Sanju was adjudged player of the match. India's men's and women's team will begin their campaigns at the BWF Thomas and Uber Cup finals in Horsens, Denmark today, aiming to regain the title won 4 years ago. In the Thomas Cup, the men's team will today face Canada. In the Uber Cup, the women, led by PV Sindhu, will take on Denmark today. As part of a series, People's Padma on Akashwani, in our upcoming episode, we speak to Mr. Bikalia Ladkia Dhinda from Maharashtra, an artist known for playing the traditional tarpa instrument and for his work in preserving indigenous folk art and cultural traditions. He will be honored with the prestigious Padma Shri. To listen to the conversation, tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold this morning at 9:10 a.m. You can also listen to it on News on EIR app and News on EIR official YouTube channel. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakal.
Thank you, Anuja. A record polling in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu finds mention in all the dailies today. The Hindu on its top front page writes, Bengal, Tamil Nadu see massive turnout. With the delegation from New Delhi concluding its bilateral trade agreement talks with US, the Tribune quoting the US writes, protectionist India, tough nut to crack. India slams a post shared by US President on Indians as inappropriate and in poor taste, while the Pioneer notes Iran responding to it by hitting back at Trump and backing India as cradle of civilization. France lifts transit visa for India's eases travel rules, states the Asian Age. An editorial in Financial Express writes, how Anthropic is reshaping the tech world, citing a lot has changed in AI native world where work is not executed anymore by layers of people and tons of software. It writes about the warning on superintelligence AI system, which includes threats like biological hazards and mass surveillance if not controlled. The Economic Times says Indian billionaires numbers to rise 50% to 313 by 2031. In a significant statement by Supreme Court, the Times of India writes, judiciary can't interfere in devotees' sacrosanct right to manner of worship. Another headline in the same paper writes, Defence Minister invites German industry to co-develop modern defence systems. The Indian Express states, after Commonwealth Games, Olympics pitch, India now targets 2038 Asian Games. And finally, a Hindustan Times headline says, Centre seeks defunct Rajghat power plant land for memorial. New plan for 45-acre site. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. West Bengal registers record voter turnout of 92.7% in first phase of assembly elections. Tamil Nadu also records unprecedented voting of over 85%. Election Commission issues fresh post-poll guidelines for West Bengal assembly elections. India advises its nationals not to travel to Iran by air or land. US President Donald Trump says Israel and Lebanon agree to extend ceasefire by 3 weeks. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Mumbai Indians by 103 runs in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.